The servant of God, Lucy Sancha, widow, second order. Lucy was born at Carmona in Spain towards the close of the 15th century. From youth, she devoted herself with filial piety to the service of the Blessed Virgin and devoutly venerated the mystery of the Immaculate Conception. When she grew up into a young woman, her parents gave her in marriage to a physician who was very worldly-minded. This gave her occasion for much grief, which she couldn't confide to no one but to her crucified Lord and his Holy Mother. Whenever occasion offered itself, she would repair to a remote and secluded church where she could pour out her heart to God without being disturbed. It so happened on a certain Sunday that she was deeply absorbed in prayer when a heavy storm arose, followed by such a downpour of rain that the entire neighborhood was flooded. This delayed her return home, and she was forced to spend the entire night in the church. Next morning, she returned home with a heavy heart, filled with dread of the reproaches that her husband would make, but at the same time recommending herself to the care of the Queen of Heaven. To her astonishment, she found her husband in the best of humor. Her absence had remained unnoticed. Lucy recognized in this the protection of Mary, and amid tears of gratitude, she gave her husband a complete account of what had happened. He was so affected that he promised to reform his life, and from then on granted her perfect freedom in the exercise of works of charity and of piety. A few years later, when Lucy had become a widow, she obtained permission from Pope Leo X to convert a house she had bought into a convent, and there she founded a congregation of sisters of the Third Order in the year 1513. The result was that her dissatisfied relatives caused her much annoyance and sorrow, but her humility, patience, and holy prudence helped her to triumph over these difficulties. Later, she obtained the privilege of enclosure for this congregation and incorporation with the Conceptionist Poor Clares, who had been founded by Saint Beatrice da Silva and were subject to the Minister General of the Franciscans. Then she and her companions were invested with the habit of these Poor Clares and pronounced their vows in accordance with their rule. After a long life filled with good works, she died a blessed death. Her spiritual daughters revered her as a saint. On domestic peace. Consider how important it is in the eyes of God that peace reign in the home. Christ our Lord commanded his disciples, "In whatsoever house you enter, first say, peace be to this house." Luke 10:5. Holy Church prescribes that when her priests enter a house on a spiritual errand, they should use this same salutation. And our Holy Father, St. Francis, writes in his testament, quote, "This greeting the Lord revealed to me, that we should say, the Lord give you his peace." The fact is that when there is peace in a house, there will also be joy, and life will be a pleasure. In such a home, everyone is intent on discharging his duty well, and God's blessing assures the temporal and spiritual well-being of its members. But where peace does not abide, every other effort to attain happiness will be ineffectual. How great the merit of the servant of God, Lucy, who succeeded in keeping peace in her home, in spite of the difficulties caused by her erring husband. She could say with the psalmist, "With them who hated peace, I was peaceable." Psalm 119. So it was that the Blessed Mother of God came to her assistance in a marvelous way to preserve peace. To this favor, God added the complete conversion of Lucy's husband, and finally permitted her to enjoy true peace in a spiritual dwelling, from which she was to enter into the eternal peace of the house of God. If you follow her example, You will share her happiness in eternity. Consider that all the members of a house must cooperate so that peace and harmony may reign there. Just as every member of the body must function properly and in harmony with the other members to keep the body in a healthy condition. The person that can succeed best in promoting domestic peace is the mother, the housewife, or the one taking her place. She is like the heart in the body of a family. If the heart beats evenly, a person may rest content, even if his head sometimes aches or one of the other members begins to rebel. Hence, the great ecclesiastic and doctor of the church, St. John of Avila, writes that to accomplish peace, a housewife must have the heart of a child, of a mother, and of a stepmother. That is, she must be submissive and yielding like a child, full of love and solicitude like a mother, and prudent and insistent like a good stepmother. Happiness and blessing will come to the house which has such a mother. Consider how sinful and despicable it would be for anyone to disturb this domestic peace, whether he is a resident of the house or not, whether he is a neighbor or a relative. There is little comfort for such people in the old jingle, which says, "He who deludes a simple soul, or belies an honest one, or causes strife twixt man and wife, the devil's laugh has won." Keep a careful guard against such mischievous allies of Satan, and with the aid of fervent prayer, despite the difficulties involved, strive to preserve peace and harmony. Prayer of the Church. O God, the giver of peace and lover of charity, give unto thy servants true harmony in accordance with thy will, that we may be delivered from all the temptations which beset us. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you.